For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky Republicans are celebrating massive statewide victories Tuesday, including taking control of the state house for the first time since 1920. For reaction, we spoke to Scott Lasley, head of the Warren County Republican Party and a WKU political science professor. We asked him if he was surprised at Republicans winning nearly two-thirds of the state house seats.
Yeah, I think everybody was probably surprised that some of the more optimistic estimates that I had heard was 53 to 57 seats being the final net count for Republicans. Obviously, picking up 17 and now having a 64-36, I think is probably better than almost everybody's best-case scenario on the Republican side.
How much of the GOP success in Kentucky do you attribute to the popularity of Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, given how well he did in the state against Hillary Clinton, versus what the party did in terms of fundraising, fielding competitive candidates, and the like?
I think part of that depends on where you're at and what races you're looking at. That certainly Trump was a net benefit across the state. He won by very large numbers. Certainly he won by even, you know, Rand Paul had a very comfortable Senate victory, and Trump won by even wider margins. But I think what you really see is there are certain regions of the state where Trump's popularity was a huge advantage. Certainly out east in the Appalachian area, you saw folks that before the start of election season you would not have thought were vulnerable and might not have been vulnerable under almost any other presidential candidate. When you see the Speaker of the House, Greg Stumbo, get defeated the way he did, and you can almost go through list after list. You know, there were a couple other surprises that certainly were a big one. Tommy Thompson, who was the incumbent out of Owensboro and had generally been seen as one of the he'd been mentioned occasionally for maybe running for higher office, and he got defeated very soundly.
Tell us about Senator Mitch McConnell's role in what happened this week. As you know, he's been working for years to make this happen. He started working on this at a time when, I think you'd agree, the state Republican Party was simply uncompetitive in many parts of the state.
Undoubtedly, the growth of the Republican Party in Kentucky certainly parallels the career of Senator McConnell. That even though he's not out, his favorability ratings across the state are not necessarily the highest, and there's even a lot of Republicans that have some misgivings with him, but it's impossible to deny the fact that if you look at where we are as a party 36 years ago to where we are now, it's night and day. Now, with that being said, there are a lot of people involved in this. Governor Matt Bevin seemed to relish the role of trying to get a Republican House to work with, and he was all over the state and very active. He's a gregarious campaigner, something that, something he's very good at.
When you look forward to the next legislative session in 2017, what do you think some of the top Republican priorities will be now that they have the governor's mansion and both chambers of the General Assembly?
The first thing that will be relatively easy to pass would be right-to-work legislation. I think that's, with both chambers being Republican now, that I don't think that there's any doubt that that'll pass.
You're a Republican, but what advice would you give Democrats on playing defense against a Republican governor, House, and Senate? Is there anything that they can do to halt or at least modify some of the GOP initiatives with which they disagree?
It's going to be almost impossible. That part of the problem is a lot of moderate Democrats got beat. It's kind of what's going on nationally, where moderate Republicans, moderate Democrats have largely gotten beat because they're representing districts that are not good fits. And so you're seeing that kind of, better match between Republicans representing more conservative districts, Democrats representing more liberal districts.
We've been speaking with Scott Lasley, chairman of the Warren County Republican Party. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.